we need you to start sucking, Devin, for the change out your damn
locker room. They're doing a good job just, you know, getting the ball in the playmakers' hands. You know, they're still doing some of the things they were doing. You know, I think they're just doing them a lot better. You know, getting a guy like Landry the ball really wherever. It doesn't matter. He's made a ton of plays, but not just him. You know, you turn on the film of last week, you know, guys are catching 6-7 yard passes and just turn them into either 50, 85 yard gains. So they have a lot of explosive players. So we got to do a good job, you know, actually staying on them, covering them, and then, you know, once they catch the ball, tackle them.
Yeah, how important is it finishing the play? Because it looks like they don't run out of bounds. They're going to try to score every time.
It's huge. You know, tackling will probably be one of the number one things in this game. You know, similar to last week as far as, you know, they had some guys, you know, last week that if they got the ball in their hands, they were dangerous. I think this team just has more. You know, everyone that gets the ball has a chance to go the distance, you know, from, you know, really the starting two or three receivers to, you know, even the guys that come behind them, whether it be Parker, you know, steals them when he's in there. He's a very fast guy that can go. So you just got to be ready for every skill position that gets in there.
In watching them, was it more of Houston playing terrible or their offense being just really clicking and executing very well on?
Well, I always like to say it's a National Football League. So, you know, when you make plays, you know, you got talented guys on every team. And, you know, we only play one a week and, you know, you want to show up and play. So I thought they made a ton of plays out there. You know, obviously, I guess it's who you want to blame when there's a missed tackle. Do you say the guy just missed a tackle or the offensive guy made a good move to make him miss a tackle? So I think for us, you know, playing a team like this, it jumps out the playmaking, you know. So whoever you want to blame, you know, I think you just got to be aware of the guys out there make huge plays out there.
Sante was talking about sort of the building a brotherhood and the accountability that comes with that. And it feels like the defense has certainly trended in that direction, and it's really made an impact on this team.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, you can't make a mistake out there without, you know, feeling like you let the guys down out there. And I think, you know, it helps the more you're out there with the same guys. And, you know, now into week 8, you know, we've been out there playing together. So, you know, we know who should be where. We know guys have made plays, so we know who can make plays. And, you know, I think now it's not just, you know, guys holding themselves, but, you know, as a defense, holding each other accountable within the game, you know, leading up to games, making sure, you know, watching film, everyone's locked in on, you know, whatever the game plan is and situation. So I think it does nothing but make us a better defense.
Can Jarvis Landry just take over the game by himself if they get the ball to him?
I think so. I mean, I think he can make enough plays to ruin the game for you, you know, no matter how well you're playing. You know, he can catch a pass or really even get a run play and have a big gain or, you know, breakaway touchdown that changes the whole game. So, and that's not just offense, even in the kicking game as a punt and kick returner. You know, he can make big plays anywhere.
How much of a difference have you seen in Tannehill, maybe from last year to this year and really from the beginning of the season till now?
I think he's doing a good job taking care of the football. And, you know, he knows exactly what he wants to do on the field right now. And, you know, he sees the defense, he's taking what's there, and I think he's just playing good football. You know, I think playing quarterback, you know, if you have a game or two that's not good to everyone else, it's like, you know, the guy's terrible. But I think he's been playing good football and he's doing a good job. You know, anytime you have, I think it was like 25 straight completions, you know, that means you're not throwing interceptions, and then even better, you're not even throwing incomplete passes. So he's just doing a good job of knowing what's out there and taking advantage of it.
Brady said, I mean, that's hard to do in just practice. Those 25 straight completions.
Exactly. And I mean, I think it talks more of just their total offense, too, of everyone, you know, being on the same page. You know, you guys watch the game. There's times where, you know, one guy runs left and the quarterback throws right, where, you know, might not be an interception, might be just a 1st and 10 play, 2nd and 8, but it's an incompletion. So it just goes to show these past 2 weeks, those guys have really just been locked in on, you know, what they want to do as far as game plan.
Perfect. Thanks, man.
Thank you. No problem.